Thank you, and welcome to another radio broadcast from the Independence Baptist Church of Forestdale, Missouri. We're glad you're listening, and we do pray that God would bless you as you listen this morning to a portion of His own precious Word. We would like to invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. We meet at 124 South Main in the city of Forestdale. We have our Sunday school beginning this morning at 10 o'clock, and then our morning worship at 11. And then tonight's services begin at 4 o'clock with our prayer service, and then 4:30 for our evening worship. And then Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. is our midweek Bible study. You can also check us out on the Internet by going to www.independencebaptist.org. There's much information there concerning our church, and I know that if you're interested in our church, this information will be invaluable to you. The past few Sunday mornings, John Alls, a member of Independence Baptist Church, has been bringing a series on Christian music. He's first of all spoke about the definition of music, and of course it's to be used to praise the name of the Lord. And then next he spoke on being joyful when we sing, and why should we sing. He talked about singing from the heart and how that we have victory in Jesus, and our singing ought to reflect that victory that we have. And then he brought a message on who should sing and why we should sing. Now this morning he's going to bring the message on reasons to praise God. Brother John.
You know, as we study about music, of course we cover a lot of different things, but we've started talking about why we should sing. You know, we learned earlier about all the different things we should sing about, and in some ways this is a similar topic, but we've been talking about why should we sing. You know, we learned about the Bible says that because His mercy is great, we should sing. Because He triumphed, because He gives victory, we should sing. We need to sing to show forth or to talk about His glory in the heathen nations, to show them and to talk as a means of talking to them or showing forth His glory. You know, we also, if you look in Psalms chapter 13, verse 6, it says, "I will sing unto the Lord because He has dealt bountifully with me." You know, we talk about being thankful. Well, you know, even in hard times and all the bad things that may come and go throughout our lives, when we really look at it, the Lord has been very bountiful. He's giving us and gave us a lot of things. Salvation alone is more than we deserve, but He goes above and beyond that and does so much more for us. So that chapter and verse talk about we're going to sing because He's dealt bountifully with us. He's given us so much we can't even begin to name all of what He's done for us. You know, we also want to look in 1 Chronicles chapter 16. 1 Chronicles chapter 16 verse 23. It says, "Sing unto the Lord, all the earth, show forth from day to day His salvation, declare His glory among the heathen, His marvelous works among all nations. For God is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods, for all the gods of the people are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Glory and honor are in His presence, strength and gladness are in His place." So I think you find here we could list a whole slew of reasons why we should be singing. It says there in verse 23, "Sing unto the Lord," and then it goes on to say to show forth His salvation. So that's one thing that we could put down. The other thing is to declare His glory among the heathen. Again, when you sing, it's supposed to be a way of teaching and admonishing others. It also talks about why. Well, because He's great. He is to be feared above all gods, because all other gods are nothing but idols. They're made out of rocks or stone. They're made out of rocks or wood or who knows what. But He is actually the God that created everything. He created the wood. He created the rocks. And so He's to be feared above all else. And He's great and powerful. We need to sing about it. We'll also find in Psalms chapter 47, we'll find a few other reasons that we need to be singing. Psalms chapter 47, and we're going to be looking in verses 6 and 7. We already read this on the first part of this study, but verse 6 says, "Sing praises to God, sing praises unto our King, sing praises." And then verse 7, you find that little word, for. So again, giving us the reason why we're supposed to be singing. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing ye praises with understanding. God reigneth over the heathen. God sitteth upon the throne of his holiness. The princes of the people are gathered together, and even the people of God of Abraham, for the shields of the earth belong unto God. He is greatly exalted. And then if you dip over into chapter 48, verse 1, it says, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God and the mountain of his holiness. You know, you find in these few verses, we're supposed to be singing about him because he's the king. Because he reigneth over the heathen. Because he sitteth upon his throne. He's the shield of all. You know, in those few short verses, we have three, four different things that give us reasons why we should be singing praises and honor and glory to God. You know, another one, and this is one that honestly, it's a very familiar verse. We all probably know it, but it's one that we typically grab the last half and we get that part, but we don't really link the whole verse together as a whole. And that's in Colossians chapter 3. If you look there, we're going to be looking in chapter 16. Colossians chapter 3, verse 16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. You know, we tend to look at that verse and we say, hey, look, that verse tells us that we're supposed to be singing spiritual songs, we're supposed to be singing hymns, we're supposed to be singing with grace in our hearts. I think the words that we miss are the fact that it says teaching and admonishing one another in psalms. It doesn't just tell you to be singing psalms and spiritual songs. It tells you what you're supposed to be doing with those songs. Part of the reason why we sing is to teach each other. Singing and praising God in our worship is another way of proclaiming the word, spreading the gospel, teaching each other, encouraging each other. It goes back to that verse in Corinthians where we talked about needing to sing with understanding because the whole point was to edify each other. This is the same kind of deal. When we sing, there's supposed to be a message in it. We sing to teach others. We sing to show others what Christ has done for us. All right. You know, another thing that we're going to do, you know, I ask that as we talk about these, that you think about some of the songs that we sing. And when I was thinking about this one that talks about to teach others and to admonish each other, you know, the one that automatically came to my mind was the song, Did You Think to Pray? And I think the reason it came to my mind is because almost every time we sing that, and it just seems like this is the way it works out, almost every time we sing that, I didn't think to pray that morning. I didn't think to pray when I got up. I didn't think to pray on my way to church. And then we sing that song that talks about, did you think to pray? You know, it's a reminder to me. It's an encouragement to me. It's admonishing me to remember to go to the Lord with my trials, with my troubles, with my thanksgiving, with my joy, and to pray. And to me, when you think about teaching and admonishing each other, that's one of the songs that just automatically jumps in my mind because it's worked that way with me personally. You know, I think another reason why we should sing, if you really think about it, we're called Christians because we're supposed to be Christ-like. And there's a verse in Hebrews that gets into, I think it's actually an example of Christ singing in the congregation. And so we're supposed to be, he was our example, we're supposed to be followers of him, we're supposed to be like him. And he gave us a verse that actually shows an example of him singing, other than the one we already mentioned in Matthew, where they sang after they did the Lord's Supper. But if you turn over to Hebrews chapter 2, Hebrews chapter 2, verse 12, if you go up earlier in the chapter and start reading through it, it actually tells you that it's talking about Jesus. Verse 9 says, but we see Jesus who was made a little lower than the angels, and it goes on to talk a little bit about some of the things that he went through. And then here in verse 12 is actually, it's actually a quote from Christ that says, saying, I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the church will I sing praises unto thee. And again I will put my trust in him. And again, behold, I and the children which God hath given me. So there in verse 12, it actually says, in the midst of the church will I sing praises unto thee. So we find here, Christ is actually saying, in the church, I proclaimed the word of the brethren, I sing praises unto thee. So I think we have an example of Christ actually singing in the church in this case. Now, it's a little off the topic of music, but I can't help but mention this. We talked earlier about the fact that in the Psalms, they're not just songs about the Lord. Many times, the Psalms are actually also prophecy. They deal with what is to come. They were actually proclamations of the coming of Christ. In some places in the Old Testament, it actually refers to people prophesying in Psalm. It talks about David basically being a prophet, and some others that wrote some of the songs being prophets in their song. Now, in this case, this is actually almost a direct quote of Psalms chapter 22. So if you turn over there and look in the book of Psalms chapter 22, and we're going to read verse 22, says, I will declare thy name unto my brethren, in the midst of the congregation will I praise thee. So you find here, this is actually a prophecy. In Psalms chapter 22, verse 22 is a prophecy. And then in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 12, it says, talking about Christ, and it goes on to say that he said, I will declare unto my brethren in the congregation, in the church, I will sing praises unto thee. So it's kind of a neat when you think about Psalms, and this is just one. There are actually several, quite a few places in the book of Psalms that are direct references to Christ, direct references to the coming of Christ and what he's going to do, his death, and his coming to save the lost. So it's pretty neat when you think about the songs that you sing can also be prophecy. So let's take just a second here, and we'll kind of recap a few things. We've talked about what is music. It's his righteousness, it's his honor, mercy, and faithfulness. It's about his judgment. It should be joyful, it should be pleasant. It should be suitable. When should it happen? All of our life, as long as we have being. When we have understanding, it can be in a worship service like the Lord's Supper. It should be in your heart. It can be when you're happy. So you got to remember, emotion is part of singing. In James, it talks about if you're happy, sing. You know, so emotion is not a bad thing to show emotion when you sing. The Lord also used music in battle. So if we're having trials and troubles in our life, we can sing. Who should sing? All the earth, all the lands, the righteous will be singing, it says. It talks about the stars, the moon, and the sun, and everything under the sun giving praise to God. And then we talked about why we should sing. Because his mercy is great. Because he has victory to show forth his glory, to show his salvation. Because he is the king, we should sing to teach and admonish each other. We should sing because he has been bountiful to us. And we should sing because Christ, as our example, talks about singing in the congregation.
Thank you, John. It is excellent to know we have many, many reasons to sing and be happy before the Lord. Notice this. We do not sing in order to be happy. We do not sing in order to have the victory. Nor do we sing that we could be pleasant before the Lord or to get understanding or to cause us to love God. But all of our singing is because we are already happy, because God has revealed himself to us. And we sing because we are joyful. We sing because we are in love with the Lord. And it is a great and a marvelous and a wonderful thing. Next Sunday, the Lord willing, Brother John will be bringing the final message in this series of Christian singing. And it is concerning instruments in Christian music and the importance of being skillful when we sing. We invite you again to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church and listen again next Sunday morning for the continuation of this series. Thank you now for listening.